Michael, good morning.
Hi, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Excellent.
Now, you climbed a bit of a mountain this week in regards to film.
Certainly have. Well, we'll be making the ascent this morning with Sherpa. Sherpa, this is a documentary written and directed by Jennifer Peedham. It first made its appearance back at the Sydney Film Festival late last year. June last year. But it's getting a general release starting today.
Cool.
Look, climbing in the Himalayas and particularly on Mount Everest has become pretty big business. You know, Western adventurers, they're prepared to pay up to about $70,000 each to climb Mount Everest. Yes. Now, the Nepalese government gets a fair whack of that, as do the tour companies that organise the treks up the mountain. But it's the Sherpas, who are an ethnic group of Nepalese, who do most of the work. Most of the back-breaking work, and take most of the risks, that don't seem to get quite as much money out of this deal. A lead Sherpa can make about $5,000 a season, I believe, which is enough to help feed the family for the whole year, given cost of living in Nepal. But it's still not very much, considering the very many risks that the Sherpas take. Whereas a Western climber might, for example, might only go up and down the Khumbu Icefall, which is the first part of climbing Mount Everest. They might only go up and down there one or two times as they climb Mount Everest. The Sherpas will probably do that four or five times as many more trips, and carrying much heavier stuff.
Right.
Like, gas burners, that sort of stuff, up to progressively higher and higher camps. So they're taking all the risks and just not getting very, very much money. And the Sherpas are becoming increasingly disenchanted with their lot as indentured servants, basically. And they're starting to push back. For example, in 2013, there was an ugly brawl on Mount Everest. There were people actually punching on when one Western climber made the mistake of insulting a Sherpa.
Ooh.
And then it was all on, and there had to be lots of negotiations to try and calm the situation down. So Jennifer Peedham, of course, our filmmaker, she's decided to follow a group of Sherpas during the 2014 climbing season. She focuses on a guy called Purbatashi Sherpa. Now, he's actually climbed Mount Everest, been to the summit 21 times.
21 times.
And If he gets to the summit a 22nd time, it'll be basically the world record for anyone for climbing to the top of Mount Everest. He'll be the only one who's climbed to the top of Mount Everest 22 times. He actually enjoys climbing, and he certainly likes the money that he makes out of it. But his family are actually quite concerned about it. They actually think, climbing Mount Everest somehow does offend the local gods, and he's courting bad luck and something bad could happen.
Okay.
So, of course, being given the film shot in the Himalayas, there's some amazing scenery, and it's beautifully shot by someone called Renan Ozturk. So, it can't help but be spectacular. Now, like I said, this film was originally going to focus on the day-to-day lives of the Sherpas, but then during filming one April morning, during one of the numerous ascents up the Khumbu Icefall, 16 Sherpas were actually killed by an avalanche. This is actually the biggest loss of life in a single day in Mount Everest climbing history. It eclipsed the disaster that happened in 1996, I believe, when a bunch of Western climbers were killed. I think we talked about that film. It was there was a film made about that experience called Everest. We talked about that a few months ago.
Okay.
But this was 16 Sherpas, and this proves to be a breaking point for all the Sherpas working for all the companies at Base Camp. They basically down tools, and it's a strike, and they're not going to do anything. Of course, the Western tour companies, they're freaking out because they're going to lose money. The Western climbers are frustrated and upset because some of them are actually coming back for the second and third times, because previous times they haven't been able to get to the top of the mountain. So the whole thing is just blows up. But when you see the sort of situation that these Sherpas are in, the amount of money that they're getting paid, the actual risks they're taking, apparently before this incident happened, Sherpas were entitled to about $400 US compensation, or their families were, in the event of their deaths.
$400?
$400. That's how much a Sherpa's life was worth. So you can understand why the Sherpas started to get angry. Government negotiators were called in to try and rectify the situation. And, yeah, so things get pretty ugly. Look, ultimately, things didn't work out well for the 2014 climbing season. And given that the 2015 climbing season was lost because of the earthquake in Nepal, it's going to be very interesting to see how things work out this year. Mm. Look, this is a very touching and well-made film, and it's a sort of long overdue film, giving recognition to the people who do the real work on Everest. I'd say Sherpa really does scale the heights. It's well worth a look.
Yeah, a fascinating movie, to giving a side of the story you don't often hear of in that
Most definitely.
That sort of activities. Thanks so much, Michael Jones.
Pleasure.